Late in the summer of 1943, Oppenheimer explained his views on security to a Manhattan Project security officer.
"My view about the whole damn thing, of course, is that the basic information we are working on is probably known to all the governments that care to find out."
"The information about what we're doing is probably of no use because it is so damn complicated." The danger, he said, was not that technical information about the bomb might leak to another country. The real secret was the intensity of our effort and the scale of the international investment involved. If other governments understood the resources America was throwing into the bomb effort, they might attempt to duplicate the bomb project. Oppenheimer didn't think even this knowledge would have any effect on Russia, but it might have a very big effect on Germany, and I am as convinced about that as everyone else is. Even as Oppenheimer was distracted by the demands of Grove's security officers, some of his younger protégés were complaining that the Army's clumsy management of the Manhattan Project was wasting precious time. By the time Los Alamos opened in March 1943, 4 years had passed since the discovery of fission, and most of the physicists working on the project assumed that their German counterparts had at least a 2-year lead. Feeling a desperate sense of urgency, they were angered by the Army's security precautions, the plodding bureaucracy, and anything that seemed to cause delays. That summer, Phil Morrison reported in a Dear Upya letter from the Met Lab that the drive which accompanied last winter's work seems nearly gone. Relations between our people and the contractors are impossibly bad. The result is intolerable and incompatible with speedy success. A dozen of the Chicago lab's younger scientists were so alarmed that they had signed a letter addressed to President Roosevelt reporting that it was their sober judgment that this project is losing time. The Army direction is conventional and routine. Speed was essential, and yet the Army was not consulting the few scientific leaders who alone are competent in this new field. The life of our nation is endangered by such a policy. 3 weeks later, on August 21, 1943, Hans Bethe and Edward Teller wrote Oppenheimer of their own frustrations with the pace of the project. "Recent reports, both through the newspapers and through the Secret Service, have given indications that the Germans may be in possession of a powerful new weapon which is expected to be ready between November and January." The new weapon, they warned, was probably tube alloys, the British code name for an atomic bomb. "It is not necessary," they wrote, "to describe the probable consequences which would result if this proves to be the case." They then complained that the private companies responsible for the production of bomb-grade uranium were retarding the program. The solution, they argued, was to make available adequate funds for the additional program, directly to those scientists who are most experienced in the various phases of the problem. Oppenheimer shared their concerns. He, too, was worried that they might be falling behind the Germans, and so he worked harder and exhorted his people to do the same.